Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Robin talking to you from early 2021. As you've probably guessed, the initial fundraising episode, episode 28 of the podcast, was purchased by enough listeners to keep the show going. As I record this, we are at episode 222. There have been 3 other fundraising episodes of The Narrative, and I have now produced 23 other bonus podcasts. Up till this point, I have sold these episodes at thehistoryofbyzantium.com, but no more. From now on, the only place to get your bonus content is at patreon.com/historyofbyzantium. There are 2 options there. You can get an advert-free version of the show for $3 a month, or an advert-free feed with all 27 bonus episodes and all future bonus episodes for $6 a month. Check out patreon.com/historyofbyzantium for more details. That's where you need to go if you'd like to hear episode 28. For the next 200 episodes, you will hear me repeatedly tell you to buy episodes at thehistoryofbyzantium.com or mention people's subscriptions. Please ignore that refrain and go instead to patreon.com/historyofbyzantium. If you have any questions, email me, thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hello everyone, welcome to the History of Byzantium. This is your fundraising sale update. If you're listening to this podcast, then episode 28, the episode that's for sale to help keep the podcast going, is now available. So if you think you can navigate your way through the PayPal options at thehistoryofbyzantium.com, you can turn me off right now and go there straight away and buy the episode. If you'd like some more instructions, then keep listening. All you need to do is head on over to thehistoryofbyzantium.com and follow the link either under episode 28, the post, where I explain what you need to do, or on the right-hand side on the menu under the title Buy Episodes. And you just click on Episodes for Sale, which is highlighted under that. That will take you through to a page which lists all the episodes for sale, which of course is just the one, episode 28. And you just need to click on the box there. You can tell I'm doing this as I talk you through it. Having ticked the box, you just click Add to Basket. It will then take you through to a screen where you can input the amount you want to give to the History of Byzantium. It can be any amount you like. The minimum is $5. So if you click 5 in the box, then that will be $5. And as I mentioned before, dollars is the currency we're working in. So whatever number you put in, that will be in dollars. But obviously what you pay, if your currency is something else, like it's pounds for me, the conversion will be done. So if I put in $20, it'll be about 15 pounds. Something like that. You can always Google amounts if in any doubt. You then just click checkout, but don't worry because the next page allows you to review your order and you can check that the amount is what you actually want to give. And then at the bottom is a buy now button, familiar in yellow to those of you who use PayPal. But if you don't have a PayPal account, don't worry. The next screen takes you through to PayPal, and if you don't have a PayPal account, you just click on that option and it'll take debit or credit card payment. The one thing it does need is an email address, and the box is there at the bottom. If you already are a PayPal member, then it will just use the email address you use for PayPal. If you're paying by debit, credit card, then it will use the email you put in on the form. Once you've paid, you will get an email. You'll actually get two, one just telling you that you've ordered. You'll probably get one from PayPal as well. And then you'll get a second one. And the second one will have a password and a link for you to follow. And you just follow that link, which will take you back to the historyofbyzantium.com. You fill in your email address and the password you've just been given. Click submit and you're in. And there are a number of links once you're logged in, but one of them says your purchases. And when you click on that, it will list the episode there, episode 28, After the Apocalypse, and you can download it. That's it. I'm sure this process is going to throw up questions that my web developer and I did not see coming. So do email me, thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com, if you have any questions. And I will try and answer them as soon as I can. But that's about it. If anyone's in any doubt, still, this is the episode following the plague. It's the continuation of the story. Justinian is still ill, and Theodora has to take charge, and when he recovers, he is, of course, horrified to see what's become of the Empire thanks to Yersinia Pestis. It's a normal half-an-hour-length episode, and 2 weeks after that, the next episode will be back free on the feed as usual. And 2 weeks after that, another new free episode as usual. This episode I'm using to try and raise funds to keep the podcast going. That's it. Get in touch if you have any questions. And to those of you who are about to buy, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.